I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1221, Red Jeeps Everywhere. J.R. Briggs was writing about getting his first car. It was a red Jeep Cherokee. It was his dream car. He had saved his money, he found a great deal, and then he bought his dream. But then he said he was appalled, shocked, because everywhere he looked, guess what he saw? That's right. Red Jeep Cherokees everywhere. They were in parking lots, on the sides of the street, at the store, on the freeway, everywhere. Now, of course, those red Jeeps didn't suddenly appear the day J.R. bought his dream ride. They were there all along. He just wasn't paying attention. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said, "The greatest commandments in all the world ever given are to focus our lives on a life of love for God and others." Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus lived his life of love through us? There's something called frequency illusion or frequency bias phenomenon. J.R. Briggs describes it as the tendency to notice something more often after noticing it for the first time, leading to the belief that it has increased the frequency of occurrence. It becomes a kind of confirmation bias. You know, a yep, I knew it all along kind of reaction. He says you continue to see what you expect to see. Ouch! Do you see the application for T2G, my friends? What do you see when you look at God's world? Do you see trash and graffiti? Or do you see the beauty of flowers and the majesty of mountains? What do you see when you look at your family or your spouse or your grandkids? Do you see the little idiosyncrasies that drive you nuts, like not putting their dirty dishes in the dishwasher or forgetting to put the toilet seat down? Or do you see the special image of God things that make them unique and cause them to shine with love? What do you see when you look at the church? Do you see a mess, hypocrites, who say one thing and do another? Or do you see flawed people like you who are trying to love, trying to worship, wanting to obey, and be the best they can, but stumbling and falling along the way? What do you see? The point of the Red Jeep Cherokee story is that we'll start to see what we expect to see. Philippians 4:8 says, "If we focus on whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence or anything worthy of praise, if we think about those things, then we'll have a different perspective, and actually God's peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." We'll start to see those things, see what's true and honorable and just and pure and so forth. That doesn't mean the trash and graffiti don't exist. It doesn't mean your family members' quirks don't bug you. It means that you don't focus there because you see much more. You begin to appreciate all that's right with the world, not just what's wrong. You more easily see things quickly because you're thankful for what you see. You're not immediately annoyed. Here's the great question. What do you expect to see when you look at the world? Because whatever it is, you'll see it. Let's pray this prayer from thegospelcoalition.org. Father, help me to see people with the eyes of grace. Help me to see the beauty, the dignity, and the image in your people, much more than I notice their brokenness and inconsistencies. And when I do see their weaknesses, may I do so with compassion and understanding, not with shock and irritation. Help me to see what you see in my spouse, my children, my friends, even in total strangers. Help me to see with the eyes of grace. Father, don't let me miss your majesty revealed in the oceans and mountains, sunrises and sunsets, flora and fauna, rainstorms and rainbows. Help me to live more as a worshipful steward of your creation, and less as a selfish consumer of your creation. Help me to live at the pace of grace, that I might notice the wonders of your love everywhere. Help me to see pain and suffering with the eyes of grace. Help me to see it from the perspective of eternity. I pray in Jesus' kind and healing name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1222. In the meantime, you've experienced it too. You buy something and suddenly you see it everywhere. But it didn't just appear, you just started to notice. Today, See the good things, the beautiful things, the true things, because there are red Jeeps everywhere.